you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is not vision, the people perish. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Hey, Mary Ann.
Hey there, Mark. That's a scary verse you're starting out with.
It's a scary verse, but it's so good to have you back in the studio.
Well, thank you.
Been, I guess, a little over 2 weeks with all the special highlights and features I had. In fact, yesterday I spent almost 23 straight minutes talking and mentioning how it had been a few weeks since I'd been behind the microphone. One of our broadcasters, I say, this is such and such talking from this side of the microphone.
Okay, anyways, what in the world does that mean? Is somebody on the other side?
Well, you know, they're all hearing us.
Right.
But I'm on this side of the microphone talking to y'all.
Okay, that works.
So anyways.
To y'all. Did you just say y'all?
Y'all.
Okay,
yeah.
I've rubbed off on you.
So anyways, yesterday I kind of highlighted all the things that happened for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And it had been a long time since you and I had been together.
It has.
Also,
a little over two weeks.
So anyways, glad you're back. Today, as a Testimony Tuesday, I'd said this yesterday, but we're going to spend some time with the listener letters, giving their testimony to how God's used the ministry in their lives and reading their feedback and commenting on it. And then also I'm going to share some highlights from the special mailing that's going to be going out in a couple weeks. Joyce and I still have to sign the hundreds of letters and thank all the donors from 2022. So we're going to include this, but you saw it. Isn't that a pretty good one?
It really is.
It's a fun opening. Big God, bright future, blessed opportunities.
Very nice.
And
very
Kelly
nice.
Worked out the graphics on that.
Yeah.
I really kind of like that. And then that old-fashioned radio guy that's announcing some things. And then just how God has opened up the door of opportunity for these three power increases, which have been granted by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, but it'll allow us to reach thousands upon thousands of more people with the good
Amazing.
News of Jesus. So we'll come back to that in just a minute.
Okay.
So by way of some announcements, tomorrow we're inviting studio guests to come and participate in a recording for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's a little weird, but we record it on Wednesday. It's just how it is, so that it can accommodate Jason and my schedule and being together and then having you all a part of it. But on Wednesday, we invite people to come and be our studio guests for an open discussion, and it's facilitated by Pastor Jason and I. But tomorrow we're going to be talking about, are you heading into 2023 with God in mind?
Mm.
And so that'll be our topic of discussion, and we appreciate all those that have come. In fact, Alaric, bless his heart, he's come 30 straight Wednesdays. He's been a part of every single Mark and Friend taping on Wednesday over the last, 30 weeks.
It just still feels new that you're doing this.
Yeah,
30 times.
In fact, tomorrow will be 31.
Oh, my.
But Alaric's grandmother passed away. I think she was 93, and she'll be at her service tomorrow.
Okay.
So our thoughts and prayers go with Alaric, but he had 30 straight times.
Well, he'll be back, but that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing you guys do.
Yeah, and it's fun. We get different points of view.
Yeah.
Tad's become a real regular.
Okay.
And others, you know, we'll see if the Zools will be back or the Fernalds or some of our other regulars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be happening tomorrow at noon at the Great News Media Center. You're all invited. It's always fun having studio guests interact. And Jason just comes in. He has a few notes, and then he just begins the discussion. And he'll probably begin with, so heading into this new year, how are you keeping God at the forefront of your mindset or the choices you make or the determinations you're going to weigh in the coming days? And
I'm not, then we just begin. I'm not really sure Jason needs notes.
Yeah, that's true.
I've watched him many, many, many months and many years sit and just, I mean, he just like goes.
Yeah, he's skilled, he's gifted, he knows God's word. Uh-huh. And so I got to find between now and tomorrow some verse that'll launch into the future or something. So I'll begin with that. I never tell Jason that. I just come up with it.
Oh, what's that, right?
Then he usually turns to that section as I'm reading it.
Interesting.
And then he plays off of it. So wow. I got to find something for tomorrow to help us as we enter into
all
this
right.
new year as we continue. Now we're a couple of days
we're
in.
We're in it.
So, yeah. And then on Thursday, two things are happening. So it's like going right back to high octane with all the things that we involve ourselves with. This ministry is very hands-on. So it's just not broadcasting, even though we're on 19 frequencies, and that can be all-consuming. We do hold events, and we had those great open houses. Well, it was an open house, but it was over a couple of days last month.
Yeah, that was nice.
Early part of December, and that was so fun to meet all of our WLUJ listeners. Mm-hmm. And some of our board members attended, and other people drove in, and so that was great. But the two events that will be happening here on Thursday is the Ministry Leader Luncheon, and so that's right at noon. It's over by 1:15. We have a special speaker, John Wieland. He's coming in from Peoria, and he's going to talk about the power with storytelling, and he'll talk a little about his book, Uncommon Threads, and great guy, and I'm excited for him to share with the pastor and ministry leaders.
Yeah.
And so if you're a pastor or ministry leader and this is new information to you, give me a call and we can talk through what goes on, but it's 12 to 1:15. By 1:13, we're closing in prayer, but we always provide a great lunch, and it's wonderful fellowship between other pastors and ministry leaders, and it's to equip, empower, and encourage you in your high calling. And it's not only pastors, but ministry leaders. So if you're maybe the executive director of a ministry local, we want to include you also. And so I can send you an email with all the specifics if you're interested, or maybe you want to make sure your pastor attends. We have anywhere between 30 and about 50, 55 people that come the first Thursday of every month. It's just once a month. And if your pastor's not a part of it, I'd be happy to contact them and encourage them to attend. But we have a number of pastors, and it's great to get all the different denominations together and talking and brainstorming and thinking through things and encouraging one another. This is what we're doing at our church. And when we had Police Chief Tim Tyler sharing, he was like rallying, how can we use all the energy in this room to do something bigger than any church can do? And that's right up my line. How can we come together and unify on a greater vision? So we've talked about that as pastors. And some of the younger pastors love sitting next to an older, more seasoned pastor that have maybe preached or taught for 30-plus years, and they're only 1 year into the ministry. So I love seeing those kind of relationships grow. And, oh, lots of different energy in this room that is really great to see happen.
Well, people really seem to not just enjoy it, they seem to be very blessed by the meetings. I mean, they stay late, talking, visiting, just seem to really be meaningful.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful ministry that we've now done for a couple of years. So that'll be happening at noon. If you want to know more about it, just call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And then Thursday night, 7 p.m., our community-wide worship and prayer gathering. And you've heard me say this many times, even on Mondays, Marianne, when we talk about prayer, we don't just talk about prayer or teach about prayer. We pray.
That's so good.
And we ask the Lord to work on behalf of our community leaders, the different things that he would want to bring us together for. And some of that we've learned is just building friendships. People that maybe have never had an experience with somebody from a different culture or a different denomination or someone that has different points of view.
Yeah.
It's great as we get together and pray and worship. God has just forged some new relationships. And I love when people say, hey, we got to get together sometime, or let's do this together.
That's great.
And this is something that I've shared with you before where some people that maybe because of where they live or the church they attend, they don't have maybe the international flair or the exposure to people from different walks of life and so forth. And so I think that this is a real healthy gathering. I think it represents 25 different churches. And so I just keep seeing God refining all of us with greater understanding or compassion or sensitivity to things that we might have overlooked or just not been familiar with, because maybe we've never been around someone that has had these experiences. And then by them sharing, it's like, wow, they're just like me. Mm-hmm. And so I had this conversation with a friend yesterday where they said, she was talking from her perspective, hey, women from all cultures still care about how their hair looks or about certain ways that they dress. And certain men from all cultures care about XYZ. And so we're really so much more the same, just have different maybe preferences or life experiences that have caused us to maybe enjoy it this way or that way. So anyways, well, I'll just say...
Go ahead and say what
you're going to say. Well, I'll just say that it's just really neat for us to get together and learn from each other.
And I assume that by that illustration that you mean that men do not care how their hair looks or what they wear.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's fine.
It goes the same. But she was using the example, so I'm just quoting her.
I just had to say
it. Yeah, yeah. It was just kind of funny because she just said, you know, now she was speaking for women, and it's an overgeneralization, I realize.
That's okay.
But she said, you know, we still care about what kind of shoes we're going to buy or whatever.
I like shoes.
I will say that, well, no, there are men that really like certain sneakers and dress shoes
that's
too. So, yeah, I guess we have much in common. But she was giving me a hard time.
Well,
you know how everyone loves to give me a hard time.
Well,
anyway. So we began with where there is not vision, the people perish. And one thing I can say about this radio ministry is we're filled with individuals and a board that has vision and are visionary. We want to follow God's leading. And I think I hold that banner pretty high. You know, we want God to receive the glory and we want to lead and walk according to his cadence, like the Spirit's leading. And so we've been talking through a number of different things, and I have in front of me something that's going to be going out in a week or two. And I think I opened this up and said it already.
You did.
Big God, bright future, blessed opportunities. That just came to me one day. You know, I had to write it down, and I thought, I want to do a newsletter with that. And Kelly has done a great job at formatting this all onto a sheet. But that's the opening. Big God, bright future, blessed opportunities. And I'm not going to read it all, but there's a number of paragraphs and some graphics that talk about how God has allowed us to move forward, and we're looking to reach thousands of more people through these three power increases that have been granted. So the FCC basically says, you have 3 years to upgrade your facilities, to purchase the equipment, and to begin broadcasting with these power increases. And so we've identified the three areas that they're going to let us move forward on. I don't think I even mentioned the three areas in this newsletter.
I think you said you were going to flesh that out for people in the coming days.
Yeah, well, it's going to be in and around Carlinville. We have a tower down there, and actually we lease a tower down there, but they've allowed us a significant power increase, so that'll reach a lot of people around Carlinville and many communities around there. I won't get too technical. It's a directional antenna that we're going to have to be purchasing, but you're basically going from like 6,000 watts to 25,000 watts in various directions, not all directions, but it'll significantly allow us to reach a lot more people than over in Macomb or up in Macomb, depending. Now, our Macomb listeners are saying, what do you mean over? We're right here.
I was going to say, we've
like
got
Philo.
Listeners all over.
We're the center of the universe.
That's right.
Well,
it's
Macomb
up and down
would
and
say,
over.
Hey, we are the place. You are down or east.
In Macomb.
We have two frequencies in Macomb. And one is going to go from 400 watts to 4,000. Now, that might sound like, wow, that's like 10 times the coverage. No, it's in radio terms, it'll be like doubling or so. It won't be quite, I mean, 400 to 4,000 seems like 10 times, but you don't get quite that coverage. But it's still significant. It'll be a great increase. And we're going to be able to use one of our two Macomb frequencies to mirror the Great News Radio programming. So those in Macomb will be like those in Champaign-Urbana or those in Springfield, where they can actually have two different options of the format. So they can listen to certain programming at certain times and music at other times.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to really enhance. The Macomb people are going to love it because it's like those in Champaign-Urbana. They love that they have the two options of WGNN and WGNJ.
Right.
Well, Springfield has it with the translator frequency, 105.3. A lot of people don't know. They all know 89.7 WLUJ, but also in Springfield, the 105.3 plays the Great News Radio format. So okay. If you live in Springfield, you have these two options. You might not know it yet, but try once in a while the 105.3, and you might say, wow, I can hear David Jeremiah at this time. Or the music, because I've had three straight teaching programs. I'm going to switch over to that frequency. And so anyways, Macomb's going to have that possibility and a huge increase. And then our Fisher station, which has been the bread and butter for these 28 years, 102.5 FM. It was the first station that Good News Radio, Inc. put on the air.
Yeah.
This one's a little more complex, and I won't bore everyone with the details, but we're going to be able to go from 6,000 watts to 25,000 watts, significant growth. I think we calculated 87,000 new listeners can be reached. The problem is that the existing tower we're on, they're going to be tearing down. But Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative built a tower like 15 yards away. But it's not as high, and it's a little wider, and it's not ideal for what we want to do. And so we've been trying to figure out, do we go with a directional antenna from there, or do we find properties about 5 to 7 miles away and build our own tower? Then we can have no impedance. We can get a full, it's called omnidirectional signal all around. So Bloomington Normal and way farther north and farther northeast and different and even west will get a much greater improved signal. Champaign-Urbana will get a little better of a signal. But anyways, all to say that there's a lot of resources needed to build a tower, to move to a new location. And so we're just trying to pray through how we would do that. And that's why it's mentioned on this special mailing, you know, not only the seed money and the ongoing support, but might some people consider legacy gifts or appreciated assets. And something that hasn't been announced yet, but we're beginning with an endowment fund, and that can secure the ministry for the future. And sometimes people are really appreciative of endowment funds because they're very specifically managed and the money goes into it to provide for future costs. But you can't ever touch the original investment into the endowment fund. It's just that the ministry can benefit from those resources in the coming days. And so we'll say a little more about that, but the special mailing will go out to anyone that donated to us in 2022, whether it's Great News Radio or the WLUJ family of stations. It'll be included in your year-end giving letter that kind of summarizes what you gave in 2022.
Well, it's like an explosion of growth opportunities. Yeah. And one of my favorite parts of this letter is next to the end, I guess second paragraph from the end. Well, I'll read the last two. Friend, you are our co-laborer and partner. Mm. There is never a day we do not realize and appreciate that we're all in this together. Mm. And who knows where God may lead us in expanding our borders to reach more people with the gospel. Help us be ready and to proceed.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah. Well, we're excited. I mean, this is God's ministry. We've said that from the very beginning. To him be the glory.
Absolutely.
It's his responsibility through our listeners, but it's his responsibility to have the oversight, to lead, to provide the resources we need. I know we all work really hard and we do our part, but it really is going to take God putting it on the hearts of others to get involved, to support it. But if you benefit from the radio ministry, you tune in and you're growing on your faith journey, maybe you're a new believer and you're like, I love the Bible teaching. I appreciate the devotional thoughts and the music. Or maybe you're somebody that has never entertained the idea that God loves you and has a plan and purpose for your life, but you're intrigued. Maybe you just like Marianne's voice and you're tuning in. And you're knowing that there's a stirring going on. Well, we want to reach you with the good news message of Jesus. We want you to understand that God loves you. Mm. He created you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. And you're valued. And you're intrinsically valued with gifts that God wants to impart to you. He wants to use you in various situations. You have life experiences. Mm-hmm. You can influence others for his kingdom's sake. And he loves you. And so we have the privilege, Marianne, of proclaiming that on these 19 frequencies the ability to proclaim it even further so that more people can know about the good news message of Jesus as we lift him up on high. And So I don't know. We're just pretty excited. This notice will go out pretty soon, especially if you gave in 2022. Now, if you say, gosh, Mark, I want to get involved. I've thought about supporting the radio ministry for years, or I've benefited, or I see the great value in using some of our resources to further God's kingdom, then call us to make sure we include you on our mailing list. We don't do newsletters almost ever. No, I don't think we've done one all year long for Great News Radio. LUJ did one in the fall, but we don't just send out newsletters all the time or appeals for funds. This is a kind of a rare opportunity that we want to see God lead many people to get involved. And so if you haven't donated in 2022 but want to be included with this special notice, just call us today. I'll give you two different phone numbers just because this way, whether it's Great News Radio, Karen answering, or Joyce or Paul or the team at WLUJ, they can get your name down to include you. But you can call Great News Radio at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or WLUJ at 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. So if you gave a donation in 2022, no need to call, because you'll be getting this special notice, this mailing, in the next week or two. Joyce and I will be signing all those thank you year-end letters that kind of summarize all the giving. But if you're new to the radio ministry, or you haven't given for a few years, or you're just interested in knowing how to be supportive or be a part of our giving family, just give us a call. Once again, it's 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or our WLUJ Family of Stations phone number, 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300.
And so if people wanted to just like get on the mailing list, would they just go to the webpage?
Yeah, they could go to the website just give their information. Yeah, wluj.org or greatnewsradio.org.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mary Ann.
Oh, my goodness.
Another year is upon us.
I know it, but we didn't read our listener letters.
Well, we've been reading them. We just didn't get to read them over the air.
No, we've read them. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to save this group till next week.
Some great Christmas greetings.
There were.
Some great Christmas cards. And we appreciate all your feedback, your support, your involvement. Together, we do better.
Like that.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God be the glory.